Howdy, folks. Psychologists say that you shouldn't try to do two things at once, like a woman putting on weight and slacks at the same time. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And I know all you women are enjoying yourselves already, looking at the spring fashion notes, but not me. Oh, it's getting harder all the time for men to stay in style. Take men's suits. They've got real narrow lapels now. Well, the lapels on my suit are too wide, and I doubt if my wife can trim them down either. She never could plow a straight furrow. But I've about given up on that slit in the men's coattails ever going out of style. That's a thing, they call it a vent. It's, I just been having mine sewed up every year. I guess it's little touches that make the big difference in styles, though. And maybe they're right. You know, all the little helps you get from double mint gum can add up real big. Take the idea of chewing it after every meal. That healthful chewing does a lot. It cleans your teeth and sweetens your breath and leaves a nice taste in your mouth. And the healthful chewing, that's it's a grand aid for digestion, too. So chew double mint after every meal. Right now, here's another nice benefit. Paula Richards and the Jack Halloran Quartet singing Bye Bye Blues. That nice? Well, I thought it was. And after all, I'm a featured vocal soloist on this network every Friday. Of course, I don't know, every time I get the feeling I'm an expert about anything, I go home and discuss the subject with my wife and change my mind. But I still try to pick up all the interesting information I can. Like, up in New Hampshire, there's a man there, 78 years old, whose his last name is Tift. But when he was born, his parents couldn't decide what first name to give him. Sounds like a nice family. at least there wasn't any name calling going on there. But his folks said, let's just wait till the boy grows up and let him choose his own name. But Mr. Tift, he never got around to it, or just never bothered with it. Maybe we ought to start a new system like that of letting children pick their own names, you know. Although right now we might have a surplus of Elvises around. Some people seem to think we already have. You know, one fine name is Halloran. At least we like it around here because it means something to us. And here are the hilarious Hallorans right now.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in bed.
Well, thank you, boys. You know, I'm so eager to help folks keep happy that every once in a while I suggest you chew double mint gum on account of the way it gives your mouth a fresh, clean feeling and gives you a nice little lift, too. And I'm glad to know I'm on the right track there, but because according to a psychologist in the New York Times, the way to be cheerful is to help others. Oh, sometimes that's hard to do. I know I saw a little white-haired old lady a while back. She's waiting for a traffic light to change, and I took her arm and I said, "Madam, allow me to escort you across the street." And she said, "Let go of me or I'll call a policeman." I don't know. I'm either trying to help the wrong people or else there's some folks in this world that just don't want to be cheerful. But here's something that should perk you up right now. Yes, sir, it's Buttram Bonus time, and today I want to give you some practically priceless information on the January clearance sales. Now, before you start on your shopping trip, you want to decide what you want to buy. I know my Aunt Bertha, she saw a big bargain on dog soap last year. She bought a whole case of it. And that meant she had to buy two dogs and all that, and there's no economy there, you know. That's like, it's real extravagant, you know, if you buy a $10 fire extinguisher for $1.98, unless you're gonna have a fire. Now, before you start out for the January clearance sale, put on some old clothes, something you don't care about, because before the day's over, somebody will probably grab them away from you and buy them. Now, soon as you spot something you really want, the chances are somebody else will make a dive for it, too. And this is where the really good clearance sale shopper shows her mettle. Don't try to pull it away, you know. Most of that clearance sale merchandise won't stand a lot of tugging. No, you just smile at your opponent and say, "Oh, dear, are you sending a box of things to the old people's home, too?" You'll get the merchandise without any argument, believe me. And if a bunch of women are pawing over a pile of goods like, say, nylon hosiery, and you can't hardly find your size there, well, don't even try to look for your size. Just grab up a couple of dozen pairs and get a sales girl and say, if you can sort out my size here, I'll take a pair. And if you see a sign on a pile of shoes that reads, these won't last long at this price, take the store's word for it. They're telling the truth. The shoes won't last long. Or if another sign says, foundation garments for a ridiculous figure. That's exactly what you hope to avoid. But don't let me discourage you. Going to a big January clearance sale, that's about the most exercise you can get this time of year, next to taking a judo course at the YWCA. Anyway, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now Paula and the Buttram Musical Ensemble will join forces to soothe your ears with My Heart Stood Still.
I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hand told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still, my darling, until my heart stood still.
Well, it seemed to me that was awful good for this early in the year. You give Paul and the boys a little time, I predict they'll be the musical highlights of 1957. Oh, it seems to me like the clock's running faster this year, too. But I'd feel like I hadn't done all I could for you if I didn't remind you to get some double mint gum and chew it. Not only because it's so refreshing or because it does so many nice little things for you, like sweetening your breath and all, but because you'll enjoy it, too. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that a man can always find a woman who's willing to share his lot if there's a 10-room house on it. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.